there's several ways in which the microbiota affects our metabolism. I think two key ways, first of all, is when the microbiota ferments dietary fibers or prebiotics, they produce short-chain fatty acids. And these short-chain fatty acids have many beneficial effects in the body that we know not only for the intestine, but also for being signaling molecules to the rest of the body that can affect sites as distant as the brain. It's also really important in terms of what it does for the production of satiety hormones. So many of these hormones that regulate our appetite or control our appetite are produced in the gut, and the gut microbiota can actually influence what the balance of these gut hormones are, whether they promote fullness or whether there will be less fullness and more hunger. So those really would be two key ways in which the microbiota influences metabolism. And really, in the context of obesity and trying to curb obesity rates, we see that prebiotics, by promoting the health of or promoting the growth of healthy bacteria, such as bifidobacterium, that we can see increased production of short-chain fatty acids, which can then drive the increase of satiety hormones that help to regulate appetite. And one other important thing that we're learning more about is really inflammation. And that's another way in which the microbiota can influence our metabolism is through inflammation. And so if we have a healthy gut microbiota, that can create a very strong intestinal barrier. But if that barrier breaks down, we can have LPS or endotoxin from bacteria that can leak into the bloodstream and cause inflammation in our liver, in our muscle, in our adipose tissue. So the prebiotic can actually create a healthy gut microbe environment, which can help to improve and reduce leakiness in the gut and thereby help, hopefully, to reduce inflammation.